Welcome, my dear treasure. This session is designed to have a deep and permanent impact on your submissive consciousness. After you train with this recording, you will experience a deeper and more satisfying sense of enjoyment each time you surrender into deep submission for a dominant woman. And you'll find it increasingly easy, effortless, and arousing to showcase your essential submissive nature in the service of your perfect goddess. This recording proceeds from the assumption that you will most enjoy increasing your depth of submission to Kasha Shakti. But if there are also other dominant women in your life, you will find that your subconscious mind automatically adjusts all of the programming you will experience here to enhance your submissive devotion to your wife, girlfriend, or any other dominant woman you serve. I want you to begin by finding a very restful and comfortable position. If at all possible, you should be resting on your back with all of your clothing removed in a cozy bed where you can relax very peacefully. Open your legs so that your cock feels exposed and vulnerable, and let your palms rest face up by your sides, feeling for just a moment how opening your palms in this way also opens the whole front of your body, making your chest and heart feel very free, easy, and open. Now I want you to let your eyelids begin to become very heavy as you take a deep breath in and hold for 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and expire, feeling relaxed, peaceful, and vulnerable. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and expire. Letting your eyelids simply close down now. Inspire. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And expire. Relaxing very deeply. Feeling easy and comfortable. Inspire. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and expire, letting your eyelids simply stay closed and comfortable. Good treasure. And now that you're resting comfortably, I wonder if you started to notice how comfortable your arms are beginning to feel. Take a moment now to just enjoy the sensation of relaxation in your arms, flowing from your open palms, up through your wrists, up through your arms and into your shoulders and chest. Now, as you enjoy that sense of restfulness in your arms, you won't be surprised to discover a tingling sensation, a stirring of arousal beginning to build in your cock. This is perfectly natural, your cock beginning to respond to the feelings of relaxation and submission that are beginning to flow throughout your body. You don't need to do anything to fight this. Simply relax and enjoy the feeling. Your cock may already be getting hard for me, And that's wonderful. But you don't need to worry about anything at all. Just enjoy whatever sensation you are beginning to experience now as your cock starts to tingle for me. Good treasure. Now, as your cock begins to tingle for me, you can also feel a warm, heavy feeling beginning to pulse from your cock throughout your body. Every time I say the word pulse, you will instantly feel a pulse of warm, heavy pleasure spreading from your cock like a wave all throughout your body. This is very easy and effortless now, because all I need to say is the word pulse, and you'll automatically feel a pulse of warm, heavy pleasure spreading like a wave throughout your body. Your cock might even twitch a little when I say the word pulse. And that's perfectly normal and natural. Good. Now pulse from your treasure. And as you do, you can feel that heavy, warm, comfortable feeling spreading all throughout your body, down into your thighs, calves, and feet, up into your chest, shoulders, neck, and into your head and face. And as you pulse again for me now, you might discover that the more your cock becomes aroused for me, the more deeply heavy and relaxed the rest of your body becomes. You're feeling very heavy and comfortable now, resting all the muscles around your eyes, relaxing your jaw, feeling comfortable and obedient and deeply relaxed. Excellent. You're doing very well, and I'm very pleased with you. You can just relax completely now and let yourself listen very closely and carefully to the sound of my voice. You're totally focused on my voice now, easily letting go of all other distractions and feeling very deeply sleepy and obedient. Pulse for me now, treasure, and discover that each time you pulse at my command, you find yourself becoming more and more deeply submissive, more and more deeply aroused and hypnotized. Now in a moment, I'm going to begin counting down from the number 17 to the number 4. And as I do, I'm going to ask you to imagine some things for me. And you will find it very effortless to simply imagine the things I suggest to you, feeling more and more relaxed and hypnotized along the way. If you ever find it difficult to follow these suggestions as we count backwards together, simply allow yourself to re-presence your attention to the sound of my voice very carefully, and you will be able to effortlessly begin following my instructions again. Now, as we begin to count down backward, I want you to envision a computer screen in your mind. The desktop image on this computer screen can be just exactly the desktop you use for your own computer. Imagine that desktop screen now. Good. Picture it as clearly as possible in your mind. And now, I want you to imagine the number 17 in large numerals on that screen. But try to imagine the number 1 in one color, say perhaps yellow, and the number 7 in a different color, possibly purple. Very good. Picture the number 17 with a yellow and purple colors very clearly on the desktop screen in your mind. Now, as we count backward, I want you to picture each number clearly on this desktop, but remember to envision the 2 numerals within the number with different colors. And each time we count down, change the colors so that they are different than the number before. So as we count down to 16 now, you might, for example, see the numeral 1 in white and the numeral 6 in red. That's right, you're doing very well. Keep concentrating very closely on these numbers on the desktop in your mind, shifting the colors on your own now. 15. Focusing carefully on the numbers, listening very carefully to the sound of my voice. 14. You don't need to do anything now, except focus on seeing the numbers clearly as I count backward, changing the colors with each number, and listening carefully to the sound of my voice. 13. You're doing very well now, treasure, focusing completely on each number as we count backwards together. 12. You're becoming more and more deeply relaxed now, more and more deeply hypnotized, and it feels very good to follow all of my commands and suggestions without hesitation. 11. The deeper into hypnosis you fall, the more aroused you become. And the more aroused you become, the more you will be able to feel a pleasurable sense of submissiveness opening up inside you. 10. The idea of deep sexual submissiveness to a dominant goddess turns you on so much, makes you ache very deeply to surrender deeper and deeper into hypnosis for me. 9. Now I want you to imagine the top half of this number in one color, and the bottom half in another color. The top loop of the 9 in one color, and the bottom stem in another. Focus carefully. Concentrate. And each of the numbers from here down will have the top half in one color, and the bottom half in another. 8. Feeling very sleepy and tired now, ready to just let go and surrender completely for me. 7. Your mind is feeling very tired now, tired of concentrating on these colorful numbers, but you can't quite let go yet. You need to focus, despite how tired and relaxed your mind is feeling. 6. Maybe starting to lose track of things a little now. Feeling sleepy and drugged and confused and relaxed. You just want to let go completely, but not quite yet. 5. Feeling dazed and sleepy, yearning to just let go with your mind and follow my voice completely. Ready to just relax into my voice now. Four, deep asleep. Just relax now, feeling sleepy and submissive. Just relax now, feeling such relief to just surrender and fall deep asleep for me. Sleeping deeply, deeply sleeping, relaxed and submissive and obedient, absorbing all of my words completely. Deep asleep, sleeping deeply, relaxed and comfortable. It's such a relief to just let go and obey the sound of my voice. Sleepy and obedient, aroused and submissive, deeply aroused. Feeling your cock become harder and harder the deeper you fall for me. It's simply too hard in your cock now to think about anything except obeying my commands and instructions. More and more sleepy and obedient. Obedient and aroused. Completely hypnotized. Deeper and deeper. Deeper and sleepier. Sleepier and more aroused and hypnotized. Good treasure. I want you now to begin to explore what it will feel like to become even more and more sexually submissive to the dominant women in your life. It's going to be very easy now for you to simply project your imagination forward to experience the future you that we are creating together. This is just like when you were a child and you spent time imagining who you wanted to be when you grew up. Except now, we're going to focus exclusively on the very specific feelings you would like to experience when you become even more and more deeply submissive in every aspect of your day-to-day life. Let's just imagine together how your new submissive personality will feel when you make the decision to completely devote yourself to the service of the dominant women in your life. To begin with, the future submissive you will feel amazingly confident. The more you devote yourself to submission, especially sexual submission, the more a warm sense of certainty and sureness anchors you deeply into yourself. Explore that feeling of confidence now. Imagine how confident you can allow yourself to feel when devoting yourself to the pleasures of your goddess. It feels so good, so sexy, to know deep down that you're doing the right thing for yourself and for your goddess when you devote yourself fully to submission. Now, I want you to focus on the intense future experience of arousal that your new submissive personality will unlock for you. You already find it arousing to be submissive, don't you, treasure? And you know that the more you make submission a permanent aspect of your approach to life, a permanent component of your sexual personality, the more you will constantly experience a joyful, energizing sense of arousal. Your future submissive you will find your cock stiffening almost all the time, because every time you perform an act of submission for your goddess, you will enjoy a deep tingle of sexual pleasure energizing you, bringing your sexual feelings to life. The next feeling I'd like you to focus on is pride. Imagine now how proud of yourself you can feel when you take the next step into intense submissiveness to your goddess. There's just no feeling quite like the sensation you get from knowing that your submission is so excellent, so pleasing, so extraordinary and incomparable. I do not want you to feel degraded in your submission treasure. I want you to feel proud, excited, passionate. The more you devote yourself to acts and experiences of submission, the more I want you to feel a sense of pride, rightness, and excellence. You're doing so well, treasure. And now I want you to explore how your new submissive self will feel so constantly open and vulnerable to erotic and hypnotic influence. The more you embrace your submissive side, the more you will find that erotic stimulus make you weak and agreeable. Every time you see the curve of a woman's breast or the arch of her leg or foot, every time you experience something sexy about her eyes, her lips, or any part of her body, you will simply find yourself feeling very vulnerable and agreeable, easily suggestible and effortless to manipulate. And this means, of course, that you will be more and more susceptible to erotic hypnosis. Every time you experience hypnosis, you will be more open, more easy to control and manipulate. Feel into this future now, treasure. Just experience for a moment how your increased submissive self will be so much easier to influence and control through erotic and hypnotic means. Doesn't that feel wonderful? Next, I want you to just imagine how your future self takes such extraordinary pleasure in feeling loyal and devoted. The more you allow yourself to become submissive, the more dedicated you become to your goddess. It feels so good to feel loyal, dedicated, focused on her pleasure and her excellence. When she needs you, you are there. And it feels good to be there for her, to be her dependable submissive. Loyal doesn't necessarily mean exclusively loyal. You can be loyal to multiple women at once. Can't you, treasure? If there are multiple dominant women in your life, you can be deeply devoted and deeply dedicated to each of them. But anytime you have a relationship with a dominant woman, you will take a deep sense of pleasure from the depth of your loyalty and devotion to her. the more devoted you allow yourself to become, the more pleasure, pride, confidence, and arousal you will feel. Very good, treasure. It's very easy now to just begin to feel this future you sink into place. And the more you think about it, the more you can realize that this really is a future you that you want to manifest and explore. Doesn't it sound wonderful to take the next step into creating yourself as a confident, aroused, proud, open, and devoted submissive? You know that these are very positive characteristics. I'm not manipulating you to do anything that doesn't already feel like a very positive step forward in your erotic being. I'm simply helping you to manifest a future you that can enjoy the delights of submission so deeply by being pleasing with the fullest and most rapturous depth of your being. Confidence, arousal, pride, openness, devotion. These are the cornerstones of your submissive personality. Imagine the confidence you can allow yourself to feel when devoting yourself to exquisite service. Understand that the more you make submission a permanent component of your sexual personality, the more you will constantly experience a joyful, energizing sense of arousal. Accept now that the more you devote yourself to acts and experiences of submission, the more you will feel a sense of pride, rightness, and excellence throughout your being. Experience the realization that the more you embrace your submissive side, the more you will find that erotic stimulus make you open, weak, and agreeable. Finally, remember to internalize the feeling that any time you are being dominated, you will take a deep sense of pleasure from the depth of your intense devotion. It is very easy for you to remember that confidence, arousal, pride, openness, and devotion are the essential cornerstones of your submissive personality. You can even use the simple acronym KPOD to remember the formula for these wonderful submissive feelings. C is for confidence. A is for arousal, P is for pride, O is for openness, and D is for devotion. KPOD, confidence, arousal, pride, openness, and devotion. KPOD. Say the letters and meanings out loud to yourself now. C is for confidence. A is for arousal. P is for pride. O is for openness. And D is for devotion. Excellent, treasure. And any time you're thinking about how sexy it would feel to experience submission to an extraordinary dominant woman, you can just remember this magic little word, KPOD, and it will remind you of the intense feelings of confidence, arousal, pride, openness, and devotion. They'll make you very happy and please your goddess very, very much. You should know that any dominant woman will be very pleased with you if you approach your submission to her with a sense of confidence, with inescapable feelings of arousal, with pride in how you please her and serve her, with openness that makes you extra vulnerable to her control, and with a loyal sense of devotion. These are traits and qualities that you will enjoy experiencing. But even more importantly, the more confident, aroused, proud, open, and devoted you become in your submission, the more your goddess will be deeply pleased by your attitude and your approach to serving her. Very good, treasure. You have accepted the programming of this session fully, and each time you listen to this recording, you will find its effects twice as powerful. And you will experience your submissive personality becoming twice as deeply confident, aroused, proud, open, and devoted. You know that this is a positive and beneficial enhancement of your submissive persona, and you will find it more and more effortless to behave in accordance with these new and wonderful feelings. 1, 2, 3, up.